While Ben Steele argues for the consolidation of currencies, some communities around the U.S. are busy creating their own, hoping to give local businesses a chance to compete against big box retailers. The Southern Berkshire region of Massachusetts calls their currency Berkshares. In Traverse City, Michigan, it's Bay Bucks, and the local currency in Ithaca, New York is called Ithaca Hours. These bills are bought with U.S. dollars and can be traded with local shops for products or services. Producer John Miller has had some Ithaca Hours on hand for a while, and he's finally cashing in.
I bought my first Ithaca Hours 3 years ago at the Autumn Leaves used bookstore. I actually recorded it.
Hey there. Could we ask for the hours box, please?
They keep the hours cash box behind the counter.
So what if I want to buy some right now?
So you should give me money.
I handed her $20, and she gave me a crisp new two-hour bill.
This is an Ithaca we trust. And on the back, time is money. This note entitles the bearer to receive 2 hours' labor or their negotiated value in goods or services. Please accept it, then spend it.
Well, it's 3 years later, and I still haven't spent both my hours. It's not like I haven't had a chance. More than 600 businesses use or accept hours here. Feeling guilty, I go see Steve Burke at his record store, Small World Music. He's chairman of the Ithaca Hours Board of Directors. He says the point of the hours isn't to replace dollars, but to complement them.
To join the system costs $10. But also for that $10, you get a disbursement of 2 Ithaca Hours, which is worth $20. So you pay in $10 and you get 20. What that does, it creates an entirely new revenue stream for this town that stays in this town.
So the idea isn't to do what I did, buy hours straight up for dollars, but to sign up and offer something the community needs. I'll proofread your newsletter if you give me an hour. You give me a haircut and I'll give you an hour back. And because we're both members, we actually gain an hour in the bargain. Free money, which we can spend on whatever.
Hey there, could I get a donut, please?
Yes, you may.
And I've got this eighth hour of Ithaca Hours.
Just for one donut?
The Ithaca Farmers Market does a brisk business in hours. Dennis Hartley takes them for the cider and donuts he brings up from his orchard south of town.
I think it's a great idea. The problem is awareness. There's still many, many people that look at you funny when you say Ithaca Hours. You can't go to a doctor and pay an Ithaca Hours. You can't go to a dentist and pay an Ithaca Hours.
And you can hardly go anywhere here on Route 13, Ithaca's big box strip. Of course, that's the point. Hours are a reaction against this sort of economy. Back in the 90s, activists in Ithaca helped keep Walmart from coming to town. But in the last few years, kaboom. Not just Walmart, but Lowe's, Home Depot, Borders, Barnes & Noble. And just last year, our first Starbucks.
Hi,
could I get a tall decaf latte, and do you accept these things, Ithaca Hours?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, we don't.
You don't? Just U.S. dollars?
So Starbucks wouldn't take my hours. I know lots of locally owned coffee shops that will, but this place is packed. The national chains do tens of millions of dollars in business in our town. All told, there are about $120,000 worth of Ithaca Hours in circulation. It is a new source of revenue. And it does all stay local. There's just not that much of it. For NPR News, I'm John Miller in Ithaca, New York.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round.